Frida Kahlo. Frida Kahlo, one of Mexico's greatest artists, was born in July 1907. Frida's life was filled with physical challenges, starting with polio when she was six, that left her with a limp. She was a fearless tomboy and her father's favorite. In 1922, she entered the Preparatoria, one of the top schools in Mexico. There were 2,000 students, and only 35 were girls. At the age of 18, Kahlo suffered serious injuries in a bus crash. During her recovery, she painted a self-portrait, the first of many that would record events in her life and her emotional reactions to them. While at school, she met Diego Rivera, who had been asked to paint a mural at the Preparatoria. They met again in 1928 and married in 1929. Rivera's art became well known in the United States. Kahlo was thought of only as his charming wife, but this soon changed. In 1932, after suffering a miscarriage, Kahlo painted Miscarriage in Detroit, the first of her revealing self-portraits. No woman had ever before painted such agony on canvas. Now, Kahlo's art began to be recognized. She took part in important shows in the U.S. and Europe. In 1946, she received a Mexican government fellowship and began teaching at a new art school. In spite of her unusual style, she was an inspiration to students. In 1944, Kahlo had the first of many operations on her back and foot. In 1950, she spent the whole year in hospital. Her paintings became clumsy and confused because of pain, drugs, and alcohol. Even so, in 1954, she had her first solo show in Mexico. Kahlo was almost too ill to attend, but she sent a decorated bed ahead, arrived by ambulance, and entered the gallery on a stretcher. The show was a huge success. A local critic wrote that it was impossible to separate her life and her work, because her paintings were her life story. Since her death in 1954, Kahlo's art has been featured in many international exhibits. Her life was a subject of a 2002 film called Frida.